Welcome to the 10:47 showing of Club Baby Seal.
Yeah.
Please give yourself a hand. Thank you for being here.
The group of four comedians, two managers, and a volunteer bartender and security guard are set up in Juno's Art House Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater. It's their second show of the night.
MC Corin Hughes Scandies, please give it up.
I have the look and physique of an extra or background actor in movies and TV. I do. I'm the kind of guy that you would see stuck at the top of a roller coaster and the hero has to climb up to save me. I'm sitting there with like a Mickey ears hat. It's like, sorry. Give it up for Brady Ingledew.
Ingledew is one of the group's founders. After taking a stand-up workshop, he started gathering the group of longtime friends to write jokes and perform at home.
No, I do like to experiment in the sack, though. What I like to do is I get like a girl. I'm coming in. I get you all set up in the bedroom right there, doing your thing, and then I'll be over here, kind of making like a baking soda volcano. You know, getting the elements going. There's test tubes. I recently was dumped. Yeah, too many chemical burns, I think.
Some people like to make it steamy in the bedroom. I like to make it steamy in the grocery store.
Alicia Hughes Scandies is the other group founder who wrote and practiced with Ingledew in the beginning. In this bit, she talks about how she likes to role play at Fred Meyer.
My character is this woman who is, she's just stopping by the store, and she's been out for a run, and she knows how to cook. And she likes to eat healthy. And she's just gonna grab a couple of things, you know? So I start in the organic section and I just like grab it like I know what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, this recipe calls for two kinds of kale. I know what's gonna happen to it. I do know what's gonna happen to the kale. The kale is gonna get really, really slimy, like in my produce drawer. And when it's not, like, I'm, like, too slimy for the fridge, I'm like, oh, it's time to go shopping. Let's throw that away and go get some more kale.
It's the best feeling in the world when people are laughing because it feels like through their laughter, they're like, oh, yeah, I get it. Like, oh, I'm with you on that point.
Alicia and Brady eventually met Nate Williams at a party. They started doing house shows in his living room in front of a brick-patterned curtain they ordered from Amazon. Williams is also the one who suggested the name, Club Baby Seal. An irreverent play on words he conceived as a fifth grader for the name of a snow fort he made.
I don't listen to self-help directly, but I listen to people who listen to self-help. It's too powerful straight from the source, like uncut Tony Robbins. It's more than anybody can really handle. And then, you know, I really don't want to improve too rapidly.
For those first house shows, they brought on Alicia's brother, actor Corin Hughes Scandies, as MC, and eventually longtime friend Allison Holtkamp started performing too.
So do you ever get told that you look like a celebrity? Mm-hmm. Anyone? Yeah. When I was a teenager, my best friend told me that I looked like Blossom. Do you guys remember that TV show, Blossom? Yeah. I was a little unflattered at the time, I have to admit. I wasn't really into it. I was like, I think I can do better.
Holtkamp also works as an actor.
It's much more terrifying than acting because acting, you get to go on stage and you get to be someone else. With stand-up comedy, you have to get up there and be yourself and talk about things in your life that may be uncomfortable or, you know, sperm.
Unfortunately, Holtkamp's sperm bit is not public radio safe. But whether it's that, being an extra, role-playing, self-help, or self-image, Alicia says material works.
Because there's something universal in there that everyone can relate to.
And what does it feel like when it's working and everyone is laughing?
It's like getting done with a 10-mile run. And you get all of those endorphins just in that one big laugh.
It'd be like if your whole family was gathered in the living room and you came home from work and they all give you a standing ovation. And you were like, what's it for? And like, for you. And by the way, here's your favorite dinner that you've always wanted.
Yeah, it's like a hug from father or something. It's a huge acceptance. That what you say, what you think. It's actually a really, really neat connection.
Club Baby Seal has shows scheduled in Petersburg in January and hopes to make it to Anchorage in the spring. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.